Perek Beis Seif Ayin Ches. Atmana b'miksas. If you go and cover only part, nechleku arishonim. Im atmana b'miksas nesu or she'ena regeda atmana klal. There's a machloikas rishonim. If your person goes and covers part of the pot, is it considered atmana? Is it considered you're covering? Is it considered hilchos atmana? Or is it not? If it is not atmana, you're allowed to do it, or even on Shabbos. Even something which is moisif heaven, even an add-on, if it's not considered atmana, you're doing nothing. If it is considered atmana, then if it is moisif heaven, it'll be offered even on Erev Shabbos. If not, it'll be offered on Shabbos. But if you don't consider it atmana, it is completely mutter to do it even on Shabbos. Da locha da'ata shulchan aruch le'aso, da'ata amor la'akel. V'chein poisuk ha'mishnah bo'er, v'chein ha'minig la'akel. V'chazanish poisuk da'ata oishim. He says like this. The Shulchan Aruch holds that atmana b'miksa, even if you cover it partly, it is asa to do that. Consider atmana. According to the Ramah, atmana b'miksa is allowed. That's what the Mishnah Berurah takes on, and that is the minhag. The Chazon Ish wants to take on the stringent. He wants to say atmana b'miksa is yes considered atmana. The Ohel Tzion says the Chura, the minhag of Sfaradim should be that it should be asa to be done. Because the Shulchan Aruch takes on atmana b'mitzvos is yes atmana. But the Ohel Tzion says in circumstances one could be makel. He says kagoyim. The person wants to go and put it on erev Shabbos, to cover it with something which is not most of heaven itself, but it's underneath. You got fire, like we discussed before. Since there is a shitter who says it's allowed, it's not considered atmana b'mitzvos of heaven. Maram Chaviv, he wants to take on, he can be mitzvah, his shit, and do it on Erev Shabbos with a blanket, and it's not considered Moisif Hevel, if it is only done by mikzvah. Ach, takes on, according to the Ashkenazim, certainly you can take on, according to the Ashkenazim, Pashtas, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah, you can take on Atmana, the mikzvah is not considered Atmana, according to the Shulchan Aruch, yes Atmana, unless you want to go and be Mekel. With Tzirufin, like the Ohel Tzion says, the Chazon Ish wants to take on, that even according to us, even according to the Ramah, he wants to take on that one should be Machmir the Shulchan Aruch, Atmana b'mitzvah Shmei Atmana. In the footnote, he says, even if Atmana b'mitzvah Shmei Atmana, nobody's going to tell you if you put it on a blech, it's Atmana b'mitzvah, because that's not a tzura from Atmana, it's not a tzura from covering. You don't cover it with something which is straight on the, it's like considered on the floor, not considered you're putting it on something which is there to go and keep it hot. It's not considered a thing which one usually goes and covers it with. This iron test, shiur atmana b'mitzvos. What is considered the amount which is considered atmana b'mitzvos? Does not mean if you have 99% covered and you have 1% uncovered, that's mono b'mitzvah. That's not the chat. The chat that's mono b'mitzvah means that if you would cover it more, you would see the difference in the heat which is in this pot. Then, if you don't cover that amount, it's considered atmana b'mitzvah. Atmana b'mitzvah means that you do less than the amount, and you're able to see there is a difference in the amount of heat there is there. That then it's only considered atmana b'mitzvah, because then the atmana which you did is less than what you can do in completely. Therefore, we consider it atmana b'mikvah. Atmana b'mikvah, we allow you to do it according to most shittas. Sif cotton pay. Ein hevdel ben im kisa esakdei milamala v'hishemokem megula v'chaluk v'chalka atachton or shikisa milamata v'hishemokem megula v'mala. Kol shenish shir choshev me'akdei megula v'efin shechum akdei nifsad ha'izu v'geda atmana b'mikvah. Atmana b'mikzas makes no difference which part of the kli is not covered, whether it's the bottom part, top part, no difference. If a certain amount of the pot is not covered, and that makes a difference to the heat from the pot, then it is considered atmana the mixer. Pay Allah. The af im mechafe mi bachutz. So kol amokam shekneged atapshel shebekdeya. Lumashi megulas v'chelek hakdeya shemeal atapshel. Ha'ayinu b'shir choshem kenal. Ha'ayinu b'geda atmana the mixer v'muta. Even if you cover completely the place which you've got the food, you cover it completely, and the only part which is not covered is the part which is from the food upwards. If it is not covered completely, that amount, and it makes a difference to the pot. If it's covered that amount or not, then it's still considered as one of the mixers, and they're allowed to do that on Shabbos according to the shittas who hold that one of the mixers is allowed. Yom Yudzayin Cheshvan Perek Beis Bishul Seif Pei Beis Katmona. We're learning now about Atmona. Atmona means to go and cover it over. Says Chazal that there's no issur to cover it if it is not covering the sides, exactly the sides of the pot. If there is in between the cover and the pot air, recognizable amount of air, we'll see exactly how much. It is not considered atmona. Atmona means to go and cover it. If there's in between air, then it's not considered covering it. Let's see that inside. Im ein peibes, im ein habegodim nogim bekadeya, ein zu atmona. If the begodim are not, that means the cover, let's say you've got begodim which is a cover, or if it is a quilt, or if it is a blanket, no difference. If it doesn't touch the pot, it's not considered atmona. Lachen yesh etza, l'roitza lishmoy heitev achum atavshil sheyase boifin zeh, yechapeh keli rachav al gabe hakdeya shebo munach atavshil boifin she'en hatfanot hakli nogat betzivei hakdeya ve'al gabe keli zeh rashoy litin begodim l'chasoishi mikol tzad mutelasiz kin af bekdeya emedes alei. She says, if so, we've got a way of getting out of problems. If you want to do atmona on Shabbos, we know you're not allowed to do that. You can take a pot which is more wider than the pot which is on the fire and cover it over with this pot. Therefore, you've got air in between the pot which you're covering it with and the pot which is on the fire. Therefore, now you can cover it over with whatever you want because there is air in between the cover and the pot. Therefore, there's no problem to do that even if you cover it on the fire. Even if the pot is on the fire, it's not considered Hatmona altogether. Even doing that on Shabbos, no problem, because Hatmona means to cover it without air in between. Here, since you put the pot on the which is wider on the pot which is on the fire, you've got air in between and it's not considered Hatmona. Pei Gimel. Chen Vashoy Litin Magash Rachav Al Gabe Kedeya Boifin She Yivlet Mimena Litzodin. ולתן בגודם אגבי אוי של מגש, אף אם משתל שלו לצדים, כיוון שיש הפסק אבי בין הבגודם, בין הקדיה, he gives you another case which you can do the same reasoning. That if you go and take a tray, which is wider than the pot, and then you put blankets on the tray, then even though the blankets are going to go on the side, they won't touch the pot, because the pot is the air between, because you've got this tray which is wider than the pot. Therefore, you've got no problems of Hatmana altogether with something which is wider than the pot because there is air in between the cover and the pot. Seif Pei Dalet. Hefzik Avir Bein Abagodim Likdera. So if he had Nika, the entire Hefzik Kozu. One can't make a little bit of air. Can't say half a centimeter should be in between. You have to have a amount which is recognizable that there is air in between in order to go and say there's no issa from Hatmona. If they hey, kisu kadeya smucha zuluzu. If I'm just ala esh kama kadeya smucha zuluzu, near the inna niyach begodim sheet at first kulam. If you've got a lot of pots on the fire, we can't say that if you're going to cover them over, you're going to say, in between each pot there is air, even if there's a recognizable amount of air. We can't say I'm only covering the outside. I'm not covering the inside. And the inside, each one's got air in between. We don't say that. We say it's considered key. It's one pot, As he brings Amishim Reb Nissim, he says, Kilu one pot, and you're covering all the pots in a way which is considered Hatmana. So every pot has covered in a way, that means even all the three pots, the outside pots, let's say you've got three pots on the fire, you can't say the outside I'm covering and the inside not. He says, Kilu, you're covering all of them, therefore even the outside has to be in a way there's air in between the cover and the outside pot, in order to go and say it's not considered Hatmana on Shabbos. And even on Arab Shabbos, that's one of the most of Hevel.